Dayton is the home of an annual Literary Peace Prize and has the only peace museum in the country. But Dayton also has a long history of racial tension. This summer, newly minted Community Voices producer Michael Kelly visited a new program designed for young people called TIPS, Teens Inventing Peaceful Solutions.
Just go like, let's talk about that. That's a good,
I'm visiting a large room on the third floor of the Dayton International Peace Museum. A dozen middle and high school students are sitting on large pillows scattered on the floor, sharing stories about growing up in an often not-so-peaceful world. TIPS leader Jan Futrell believes kids need adults to help them find alternatives, ways to slow down the discrimination and violence found in their schools and communities.
I think the kids who have joined this first group have a piece of themselves that just really wants to help make peace happen in their communities, and they're kind of fishing for a community, other people to help them figure out how to do that, how to bring it alive, people to support them in the process. So we have kids from 10 different schools, and they are looking for a supportive community for their concerns.
Jenna is a 10th grader born to Jordanian immigrants who've settled in Dayton. I asked her why she thinks TIPS is needed.
So peace within the smaller community of schools and just our extracurriculars, I think, has a lot socially. So there's bullying, the way you treat others, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, you know. It's just this social part of it. And I think when you get older, it does go to the larger scale internationally and nationally. But as youth, I think we have to learn to cooperate with each other to have our bigger goal in mind.
Jenna's father, Saeed, explains why Dayton will support the program.
Dayton is a very kind of mixed community where you have people from different ethnic backgrounds, from different religious backgrounds, from different ideological backgrounds, different orientations, call this place home, and they learn how to coexist in a very natural and successful way, not artificial, not because they're forced to do it, but because they want to do it. So in that sense, I feel we have all the ingredients required to teach our kids how to make peace and start living it and start showing it to the rest of the community and to the rest of the world.
So how do you teach peace to kids?
We will tell stories. So there will be peacemakers who've gone out and implemented nonviolence in 1,000 different ways who will come and say, here's a little piece of my story. You know, and that kids can grab onto in different ways.
Ninth grader Selma feels the strength of anything is to have the support of others.
I came here to meet new people, other aspiring individuals with the same ambition. I want to come out with connections because I have so much that I want to give to the world. And after I leave, I want to have people that can help me give that, people that will do it with me, people that will... You know, I have a limit to how much I can do, how many ideas I get, how creative I can be, how many talents I have. But, you know, when you have a group of people, it's unlimited.
Although Dayton prides itself as a city of peace, the most recent violent crime rate for the city was nearly twice the national average. Futrell feels progress can only happen when you start with young people.
I think anywhere we are, we need young people to develop their peacemaking skills for the next generations, for their own generation. But in Dayton in particular, there's this general underlying tone that somehow Dayton is a peace city. But I don't think it's very present to them how to make that real in their schools or other contexts they're in. There's just a lot more input about how to do violence.
It's too early to tell how much impact one modest program can have on one large community. But it's too important a problem not to try. For Community Voices, I'm Michael Kelly.